Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff West, who has a new position, the Vice President of Marketing and Product Development with PacCraft. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you. Last time I saw you, you were in Germany, and you were serving a different role at Shaw. I think you were the Director of Sustainability about a month ago, right?
That's correct, out at Domatec.
I guess you were giving a presentation to the big contract group. What was your topic out there?
The topic was really about sustainability. It was really focused on cradle to cradle and how, you know, in the European market, particularly how well they have adopted the principles of cradle to cradle. And it was a panel discussion where we had several questions about how realistic is cradle-to-cradle products and just really that whole evolution. It was a good discussion.
The reason I want to talk to you is because, you know, this new role you've got, which is pretty exciting. PacCraft, just a little bit of the history on that. I guess Jeff Galloway had this position before you, and he came more from a manufacturing perspective, and I understand he's going to pursue a role that's got something to do with your Chinese operation, right?
Yes, he is definitely working with internationally and focused on the Asian market. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. And then before that, it was Eric Worldson. He left Shaw. He's got an MBA, and he's pursuing some marketing challenge in the UK with a glass company, I believe.
So. That's the last I heard of him, and I haven't talked to him in a while. But, yeah, that's where he had left PacCraft for that role.
So PacCraft, for a long time, when we think about it, you brought the Design Weave brand in for a while, and now it's PacCraft by itself. Talk a little bit about PacCraft and how you position it, say, versus Shaw Contract.
Sure. A couple of comments. First of all, the PacCraft and Design Weave did merge. We ended up having just the PacCraft name for simplicity and just some feedback we received that, you know, PacCraft Design Weave was a little confusing. So we stay with just PacCraft. In terms of what separates us, I mean, that's a good question. And essentially, I would say there's several things it comes down to, but I would say that the primary thing is really about performance. When we talk about PacCraft is focused on performance, whether that's in our products that we're developing or whether it's in marketing materials. We're going to ensure that we have the products that's going to perform on the floor. And also we live in those healthcare, education segments. And we have PacCraft has a 60-year history, and certainly there has been some evolution through the years, but a good part of that 60 years, there's been a lot of work in those institutional markets. So it doesn't mean that we're not playing in the other markets. Certainly we are. We have a good business in the corporate side, retail, TI, and many other segments, but there's certainly a focus on developing products in that performance market.
Okay. I know that you have your own space at Neocon now, separate from Shaw Contract, so you really do position the two brands completely differently, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. In our space, which we're very proud of on the 11th floor, we'll be there again here in a few months at Neocon. It's hard to believe it's almost Neocon again, but yeah, definitely we position it completely different from our sister brand, Shaw Contract.
Yeah, and you, one of the things that is kind of a sub-brand for PacCraft is this PDQ Ship program. Talk a little bit
sure.
about that.
Well, PDQ has been a staple for PacCraft for many years, and we represent it by a different orange stripe on the folder, and it's basically guaranteed to be there in 2 weeks, and it's one of the actually the first brand to put together this collection where we have multiple prices, multiple products, and we have them in different categories. So each category, whether it's PDQ Basic, PDQ1, PDQ2, PDQ Tile, etc., each one of those groups have a price point. So anything in that category costs the same price, and it's guaranteed to be there in 2 weeks. So it's got some good patterns, good color, and something that's certainly a staple for PacCraft.
Jeff, I got to ask you, PDQ, I guess the D in that's darn, isn't it? It's known as Shaw Industries, right?
Absolutely.
let me ask you another thing, just a little bit on your background. I mean, before you stepped over onto the environmental side of the business, you actually were in a marketing role before that, weren't you?
Yeah, I did. I spent some time in Shaw Tech, which at that time was a performance brand within Shaw Contract. It later merged so that Shaw Tech and Shaw Contract became Shaw Contract Group, but it was in a marketing role focused primarily on those performance segments.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is a promotion for you. I guess you're pretty excited about it, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think, gosh, I mean, you look back at the 60-year history of Pat Kraft, and you look at also, and I tell you, I've gotten more excited traveling with customers and within our internal team. Customer intimacy is another thing that I spent some time with our customer service group where we just are in a position that I think is leading in the industry in terms of how close we are to our customers within our customer service group and also within just our whole field sales organization. And we are going to stay that way. We're going to be focused on the customer, and at the same time, we're going to be the absolute leader in performance.
Okay. Now, talk just one last question. When we continue to talk about this evolution from broadloom to modular carpet tile, modular becomes more and more of what y'all do every day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look over the last, at Pat Kraft, over the last 5 years, I mean, it was really, and I can't remember the exact date when Pat Kraft introduced tile products, but it was somewhere around 5 to 8 years ago. And you look at how the tile has grown. This year, we won't be quite 50-50, but we'll be very close to 50-50 in how much broadloom and tile we sell. So it's certainly something that has rapidly changed, and we think that it will continue to change.
Mm-hmm. Now, your offices, as the head of marketing, where will your offices be?
We're in Cartersville at Plant 94. So it's really kind of the design studio within the commercial division.
Okay, great. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you spending time with me this morning. Again, I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that you'd had this new role and were head of marketing and product development for Pat Kraft. So we've been talking to Jeff West, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.